Happy Mother's Day, guys. Good to see y'all today. If you came in just a little bit late, my name is Lance. I serve as the lead pastor here. This is Pastor Richard.
Hey, guys. Happy Mother's Day. Okay, thank you in the middle. Happy Mother's Day to everybody. How about we give a big hand to all the mothers?
Yeah, come on.
Okay.
So today's going to be a little bit different service today. We're going to speak to you about, really, mothers, we're going to really encourage you today. And we're also going to have a little video that's going to really be a funny little video for all the mamas this morning. But before we get into that, we want to talk to you guys about what's coming up here at Bethel. First off, if you've not checked out our Facebook page, we encourage you to do so. Really, that helps you stay in tune and up to date with all that God's doing here at Bethel. We're on Facebook and Instagram. And one of the big things that are coming up here is this Friday night, champ.
Our Festival of Nations is coming up this Friday night. Come on. Festival of Nations this Friday night is May the 19th at 7 p.m. If you guys haven't heard about it, we're going to be having a huge night of worship with an African drum line. We're going to have a Korean choir. We're going to have lots of Hispanic worship mixed in with all our regular worship. And we're going to have a parade of nations, which is like a parade of flags. We would love for you guys to come and celebrate with us, invite some friends. We'll have a great time this Friday night.
This is our first time we're doing this Festival of Nations. The reason why we're doing it is because this is what we are about. We are a church that celebrates unity through diversity. One of our calls, or really, you could pretty much say the call of our church, is to bring reconciliation, to bring restoration to different ethnicities. We believe that this is what the kingdom of heaven is all about. It's about bringing different people together for the purpose of glorifying one person, and that is Jesus. And so this makes our church special. This is why we're here in this community. Every church has their own thing, own purpose, own deal, what they're doing. This is who we are.
So good.
And so we're celebrating that this Friday night. You've got to be here for this. It's going to be a lot of fun. So we have a message for you today. It's really going to really honor all of our mothers. And really today, this is our focus. And we want to encourage you mamas here today. We want to build you up. I'm not a mama, obviously. But I know I have a wife who is a mama of five. And mothering, being a mama can be very, very tough, very tough. And so as we were preparing for this, I got some fun facts for all of us today about Mother's Day and about mamas. And the first one is this, is in ancient Rome, many, many years ago, they actually celebrated Mother's Day for 3 whole days.
That's amazing.
3 whole days. And I'm sure in those 3 days, the mamas got all the kids got away from
all
for 3 days.
All the kids left, and she could just have the whole house to herself.
Exactly. It was amazing. For 3 days. We need to go back to that. You know, in the vast majority of the world's languages, the word for mom all starts with an M. That was interesting to me.
That's cool.
Not interesting to you, champ?
No.
To me, it was. 26 is the average age of a new mom, 26. Money spent on Mother's Day.
Uh-oh. What do you think it is?
Well, there's a lot spent on flowers, cars, eating out. But what do you think the most was? Most expensive thing or how much money was spent on this one item? What do you think it is? Jewelry. You're right. You guys got it right.
How many mamas want some jewelry?
First and second service didn't know that. They all said chocolate.
I know. It's not Valentine's Day.
Exactly. For a mom, task at home, she is worth $68,000.
Based on the cumulative efforts that a mom puts in every single day.
Should be 6 digits.
Should be like 6 million.
Exactly. 122 million phone calls made on Mother's Day.
I bet there's a lot less on Father's Day for some
Probably
reason.
So. That's actually very sad. But here's my favorite one. This is kind of weird, but it is my favorite. A mama octopus.
Uh-oh.
A mama octopus guards her eggs for 4.5 years until they are hatched. So, champ, in the animal kingdom, but also in the mamas are a tremendous, tremendous people. Tremendous.
They are. But you know what, though? It can be a hard day for a lot of people. You know, some of you guys may know my story, but I lost my mom 7 years ago to breast cancer. And there's not a day go by. Pastor Ron, he lost his mom around the same time I lost my mom. And we miss her to this day. And for some of you guys, Mother's Day is a great day, but it can also be a very hard day as well. For some of you guys, you may have been praying for a baby. And maybe you know, that hasn't come yet. And so sometimes this can be hard. Or maybe you've lost a baby, and that can be a very hard experience as well. And for some of you guys, many of you guys may be a single mom. Or if your husband is deployed a lot, it feels like you're a single mom. These can be hard times as well.
Very, very difficult. So no matter where you're at today, we do want to encourage you. We want to honor you. And really what we want to happen today is we want a burden to be lifted off of your shoulders today. Because I know from my wife, oftentimes the things that she says to me about her being a mother is, I'm not doing enough. All of you as moms feel like that. I wish I could do more. I'm not doing enough. And I have to remind her that she is. Because mamas, listen, you're not really going to understand the impact that you're having on your children until you get to heaven. And God's going to give you the opportunity as you're in eternity to really see, I was a good mom. The things that efforts that I did were very, very good.
That was a good place to say amen, ladies.
Pastor Richard, I know you have some tremendous stories about your mom. I know you lost her 7 years ago, but I know you have a good story for us today.
I got a million stories about my mama. And also, my mom was a single mom, so I drove her through the wall every day. My older brother was 7 years. We did some dastardly things to my mom. But one of the times I can remember about my mom was on Mother's Day. You know, I was in 1997. I was a college student. My brother was older than me. He actually went to law school, became an attorney. So he had a lawyer money, and I had college student money. And so I was trying to figure out what I could do to outdo my brother's Mother's Day gift. And I was thinking, what could I do to really impress her, to really touch her heart? And I started thinking, I'm going to give her some poetry.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to write a poem for my mom. But the problem is, I don't know how to write poetry. So what does a man do when he doesn't know how to write poetry, but he needs some? He steals it.
That's right. There you go.
And so I went to the greatest poets of my day in 1997, Boys to Men.
Ooh, come on. Yes.
And some of you guys who know history well know that in 1997, they wrote a great song called Mama. And I stole the lyrics to that song. This is what I did. I made it real fancy. I got the fancy paper that makes it look authentic, and I wrote it down on there, and I framed it, and I gave it to my mom. And I said, Mom, I want you to know I've been thinking about you. I've been putting my heart on pen, and I want you to have this poem. And she just got so tickled. You know, the lyrics of that song, they're kind of like, loving you, mama's like food
mama,
to my
soul. Mama, you know I love you.
Come on.
Mama.
Come on. It was like, loving you's like food to my soul.
Boom. Hear that brother in the back?
Yeah. That's all. That was his only job. And I gave it to her, and, you know, a little tear kind of trickled down. She had that thing hanging on the wall for years.
Then she rolled down the road and had the radio on.
You know what?
And she heard the song.
This is how great moms
are. She's like, lied to me.
Even if she figured it out, she loved the lie more than the truth. She wanted to believe that her son had thought about it.
That's so good.
What about you?
Champ. First off, show that picture of Pastor Richard.
Yeah, show a picture of my mama. This is my mom on the day I graduated college in 2001. Isn't she beautiful? She was glowing right then.
She is, champ. She's staring at you the whole time. She's like, it's a miracle he made it.
It really was. If it wasn't for her, I would never went to college. It was a miracle.
Your mama was strong. Yes, you know, mamas do know. They know what's going on even when we think they don't. I remember coming home late one night. My mom was in the second service. I remember coming home late one night, and I've been doing some things I shouldn't have been doing, so I stunk a little bit. And she wanted to talk to me. She was upstairs.
Sounds horrible.
We had upstairs. And she's like, Lance, come up here. And I was like, no, I don't want to come up there. She's like, why? I was like, I got to take a shower. So I went and ran and took a shower, and then I went up there to see mama so I can get cleaned up, smelling good. Eyes looking right.
This story doesn't make as much sense if they don't know what it was.
I'm not saying all that, champ. Okay. We're in church. Mamas know. Mamas know. And that's really how God has gifted you, because you do know. There is a gift of discernment.
That's right.
I'm telling you, supernaturally it kicks in when you begin. When you push out that baby or however it comes out, it kicks in.
Can I tell them real quick? This is third service, so we kind of keep it real.
Yeah.
One time I was in college, I was doing things I shouldn't have been doing.
Oh, yeah.
I get a phone call in the middle of the night. Brrr, brrr. Back then we had answering machines. You remember that? And like if you didn't pick up, the voice would just come on.
Oh, you could hear it all throughout the house.
This is what she said in the middle of the night, doing things I shouldn't be doing. I left a message. She said, what are you doing and who are you with?
amazing.
Like, how did she know?
She knows.
God put a special gift, especially women of God.
Holy Ghost talks to him, brother.
Yes, he does.
He talks to him. You know, the Bible says in Ephesians 6, 1 through 3, this is so key because this is good for us, especially if we're having a hard time with our relationship with our mother. Listen, if you're a child in here, son or daughter, and your mom has done some things, mamas make mistakes. We all make mistakes. Now, maybe what she did to you was really, really bad, and I apologize for that. But I want you to know that what we're about to read, it could be a little bit difficult. But if you're going to be a follower of Christ, mamas and daddies, as we'll see, have a place of honor in our life.
So good.
And I've watched Pastor Richard do this. I'm going to brag on him for a moment here. I didn't get to watch him do this with his mom because she passed away. He was at our church in Murfreesboro. I was here in Clarksville. But I've watched him do this with his dad. His dad, he had a heart attack, right?
He had a stroke.
He had a stroke, I'm sorry. Yeah. He had a stroke. And so he's in a nursing home, not doing
paralyzed, can't talk.
Exactly. But I have watched him. He obviously, single mom, raised Pastor Rich. He wasn't around. And I actually, but I'm watching him redeem his father's name to his grandchildren, to Pastor Richard's children. And I'm just telling you what, man, you talking about, even though that in Pastor Richard's eyes, his daddy didn't do very well, in his children's eyes, yeah, their granddaddy is an amazing man.
That's right.
See, right. Pastor Richard could have a lot of bitterness towards his dad because of this. But yet, because he's a man of God, he realizes it's my responsibility to be a good steward of my father's name. This is where we have to be. Ephesians 6, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment. I love this. With a what? A promise. There is a promise for you and I as sons and daughters if we honor our parents, so that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. Pastor Richard, John 19, Jesus, he honored his mama as well.
He did. You're going to see something really amazing in these three little verses of Scripture. In John chapter 19, starting in verse 25, it says, near the cross of Jesus stood his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. And when Jesus saw his mother there, the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to her, woman, here is your son. And to the disciple, here is your mother. And from that time on, the disciple took her into his home. The amazing thing about the scripture is, what was Jesus doing at the time when he said these words? For some of you guys, you know that Jesus was on the cross at that very moment when he said these words. It's like he was in the middle of dying for our sins. Wow. But he loved his mama so much, he was willing to not allow himself to die before he took care of the needs of his own mama. Here's the thing, is that he cared for her needs. He cared for her future. He wanted to make sure that she was going to be well taken care of from the time on and from the time that he died on for the rest of her life. He supported his mom. Whatever her needs were going to be, he made sure in that moment that they were going to be supplied. And he respected his mom. It's an amazing thing when you think about that moment and what Jesus did. What he was saying was, I'm not too busy for my mama. Good. You think about that. How many of us are busy in here? Uh-huh. I just want to let you know, you're never too busy to answer the phone for your mama. Exactly. You're never too busy for her. But the thing about it was, as he was going to the cross, as he was in the process of dying for our sin, Mary was in the process of losing a son. Now, I hope this has never happened to any of you before, but there are some things that a woman carries, a weight that she carries is being a mom in the home, having kids that are going off to college, having kids that may not always do the right thing. There's an invisible weight that dads, we love our kids, but we can't carry the same emotional weight that a woman does. And when a woman does this, a lot of times she feels like she's alone. A lot of people don't understand, especially other people in the house. A man, we definitely don't understand. And so that can make her feel isolated. That can make her feel alone. But here's the thing to every single woman in this room, you may be going through something or you may have gone through something that you feel is a heavy weight on you. I want you to know the same thing with Mary is true today. Mary was losing a son, but God the father was also in the process of losing a son as well. And he could identify with what Mary was going through. And so no matter what you're going through, the Father knows what you're going through as well. When you cry out to him, he hears you. And not only does he hear you, he understands your feelings. He understands your emotions, and you are not alone.
That's so good. And that means, ladies, is that you can take your burdens to the Lord. Again, like Pastor said, you carry burdens differently than us as men do. Men are like waffles. You know, a waffle has like compartments in it, if you look at a waffle. But women are like spaghetti, meaning that I, as a young man, I could fail a math test, go to football practice, never think about the math test. But a woman, she carries everything together with her everywhere
connected.
She goes. It's all connected, exactly. So what happens, ladies, is if you don't take those things to the Lord, what begins to happen is those burdens that you're carrying that oftentimes are great burdens. They're great. As a mom, either for your children, maybe if you're married, for your spouse, maybe you're another relationship, maybe it's something God's placed on your heart. But if you don't take those things to the Lord, it will begin to weigh you down in such a way that it gives birth to fear, to anxiety, to demonic oppression. This thing that God has given you to carry this thing, if you don't give it back to him in a sense, the enemy uses it against you. And he brings out these emotions that really begin to weigh you down because you are made in the image of God, and God specifically made you to carry emotions differently than us as men. Yeah. Your husbands may not understand, your boyfriend, your friends, but guess who does? He just said it. God understands. Yeah. Therefore, you can take those things to him.
So good.
And then the peace of God can come. The joy of the Lord can come. Strength can come as you do that. I also love what Pastor Richard just said, how Jesus, this is so good. And I have never seen this until you said this. And I got this first service as you were speaking. I'm sitting here, God's saying, oh my gosh, that's so good. Is that Jesus took care of his mother's future dying on the cross.
Wow.
So what that spoke to me is that as a man, as a son or a daughter, it's my responsibility as a stewardship of this relationship with my mother.
That's so good.
To make sure that her future is taken care of. Yeah. I have never gone to my mom and say, Mom, is your money all right? If you get sick, do we have the right insurance in place?
Yeah.
You understand, as a son or daughter, this is what fulfilling Ephesians 6 is all about. It's not just saying, hey, Mama, I love you. It's saying, Mama, I want to take care of your future.
Yeah.
I want to make sure you're taken care of if anything happens. I've got some work to do as a son. You do as a son or daughter there today. You need to look at your mama and say, Mama, how's things going? Are we all right with everything? Are everything set up? Something happens. That's taking responsibility and being a good steward of that relationship. Jesus did this. I mean, Jesus, he brought value to every woman he came into contact with. You got to understand that he did this in a time when women were looked down upon.
Yeah.
Women were not valuable. Women were not treated as valuable. Women were treated as basically a product or something they could just use and then throw away. But when Jesus showed up on the scene, he changed that.
That's right.
He brought great value, great worth. He brought identity to women. Here at Bethel, we believe in women being used by God in roles of leadership. We love that. We encourage that.
Amen.
But it starts with us. We've talked to the ladies. Men, we're going to talk to you for a minute. Men, it starts with us. Because this whole thing of honor, we have lost in our culture today.
Yeah.
We do not honor the women that are in our life. Whether she's a sister, whether she's our mom, our wife, a girlfriend. We have lost the ability to honor women. Pastor Richard, one of my great shows I love to watch is called Blue Bloods.
Uh-oh, Tom Selleck.
Tom Selleck. I love Tom Selleck.
Y'all like Blue Bloods?
Blue Bloods are great. Tom Selleck got all his hair. He's still he's a handsome
You need
dude,
a mustache
man.
Like Tom Selleck.
No, I'm not
that'd
doing
be
that.
Strong, man. You get a little comb.
That'd be awful looking. My daddy has one, though. But I love it because when he walks into a room as the chief of police, they stand up.
Yeah.
They come to attention. They salute him. It's why I love the military as well. But this is what we have lost. Men, we have got to take this. We've got to regain this. And we've got to bring this back to the women into our lives.
Ladies, say amen, please. Men need to hear that this needs to be recaptured in our society.
Therefore, there are some things that we need to do as men. Men, when is the last time that you opened a door for a woman?
Uh-oh.
We have lost this simple thing of opening doors for a female.
People look at you like crazy if you do that today, like you're a unicorn or something.
You need to do that, men. because it brings honor to the women in your life, especially if you're married. If you don't walk your sorry tail over and open up that door, women, just stand there and wait. Don't even open the door. He gets in the car, starts it, you just stand right outside.
Sam, my wife did that one time in the car, and I'm like, why is she staying in the car? And then it dawned on me.
Open the door!
That's what I remembered, but she allowed me to stay in there until it clicked, and then exactly. I went around and got it.
Do that. Women, men, don't let your wife just stand there. She wants to get in. She's cold or hot. She wants to get in. But go open the door. You know what else? Let me tell you what that does, men, especially if you have daughters. What that does is that teaches your daughter how she should be treated. So when some knucklehead shows up and she goes on a date with him and he doesn't come around there and open the door, my hope is she walks right back in the house and said, well, that's not him. He can go about his merry way. Because why? She knows how she wants to be treated and should be treated. What else, Pastor Richard? How do we honor the ladies that are in our life?
We guard how the children speak to them.
Yeah, very
good. That's big. You know, my little precious angels at my house sometimes don't say precious angel stuff. Sometimes they say things like, Mama, get me something to drink.
Mm.
And then I got to get in their little sweet precious angel face and say, that's my wife.
Woo, come
I
on,
know you're 6 years old.
But I'll take
but you
out.
Gonna learn to. I brought you in this. Look, I got several that look just like you. We can make some more. It ain't too late.
It's too late for me, brother. Yeah, not for you.
Things still work the way they should. Amen.
Oh, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
We do. We got to watch the way we speak to them. That's exactly right. We got to guard what our children say. Men, when's the last time that you went to the women in your life and you said, I want you to know it's a privilege to have a relationship with you, for you to be my mom, for you to be my wife, for you to be my sister. When's the last time you've done that, men? To turn to your wife and say, I want you to know that is I'm so honored and so thankful that you are my wife. See, I mean, I'm telling you, you're talking about changing a woman, how a woman feels and it just light up her world. Men, this is how we honor the ladies that are in our life. You know what? One other thing that we've lost. We don't stand when women enter the room.
Yeah.
If you're in a meeting, men, and a woman walks in the room, you need to stand up. Because why? It's honoring her. She's a woman.
Tell them what you do at dinner time.
That's a great idea. I forgot about that. One of the things that we found out, or one of the things that I watched my crazy five kids do, is that every time we would sit down to dinner, they would get their food, they would sit down, they would start to haul, just start eating it so fast. And mama was still up doing things. And so I began to implement, I said, listen, what we're going to begin to do is we're all going to get our food, we're going to come to the table, we're going to stand, and we're going to wait for mama to sit down. And when mama sits down, we're going to pray, and then we're all going to sit down and eat. I'm telling you, why? Because it honors my wife. She spent all this time preparing this food. I mean, she didn't have anything else to do.
Right.
She spent all this food, and now we just sit down and devour it and never even thank her for it.
Wow.
So it's a place of honor, teaching my children one little simple thing of how to honor their mama.
That's all. You need to clap for that. Champ, that's a great example.
Mm.
You know, all we do is rush to pray, and then we'd like, everybody hurry up and pray so we can eat.
Yeah, we're hungry. It's very
important. I know, but that's just an amazing example of things that we can do practically to honor the women, the moms in our life.
Amen. And we need to do this as men, especially men at Bethel. Let's show this community what it means, how much we value the women that are in our life, especially our mamas and our wives. Amen. Why don't all the mamas just stand up here? If you're a mother or expectant mama, why don't you stand up? We're going to pray for you today and just honor you this morning. Pastor Richard, why don't you pray for our mamas here?
Dear Father, we thank you, God, for these precious, amazing women. God, really, their heart is a reflection of your own heart. We thank you, God, that you said you made them in your image, and really the heart of God that a man can't possess, you gave to a woman to be able to care for. To be able to be sacrificial, to be able to give and continue giving. Father, thank you, Lord God, for giving each woman the strength to endure through the good times and the hard times, through the sleepless nights and the nights filled with tears when they're crying out for their teenager, when they're crying out for their wayward child. Father, I just thank you, Lord God, that each one of these women are special. They've been made in your own image, God, to show a type of love, God, that only they can. Father, we pray that you would continue to strengthen them as their children grow up, and a mother's job is never done. So we pray even when the children are adults, God,
yes, Lord,
we pray that you would give them an instrumental place in their adult children's life.
Lord, we bless every mother in this room. Lord, even those, God, that are maybe dealing with difficult things now, God, we just take, God, their burden, Lord, and we help, God, carry that today by bringing it to you. Lord, I pray for every mom in this room that they would know that they can carry the things that are on their heart today. God, whatever it may be, to you, sir, and you, God, are going to bring the victory, the joy, and the peace that they need to continue to fight this good fight of faith that you have placed in them. Lord, we bless these mamas today. We celebrate them today, and we choose to honor them today. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Give God one more hand clap for all the mamas. You guys can sit down.
Thank you.
Mamas, thank you so much. You know, as we, Pastor Rich and I, were talking about Mother's Day, there are some things that we want to talk to you guys about as before we dismiss here, about some changes that we're making in our Go Kids Children's Ministry. And these are good changes because God's doing some amazing things.
Yes, he is.
In our Go Kids Children's Ministry. Veronica and her team have just done an amazing job really leading all of our volunteers, but also leading our children. You know, when you drop your children off in our building back there in the back, they're not being dropped off for childcare. We really are planting seeds of the gospel inside of our babies that one day will germinate and, as the Bible says, produce an oak of righteousness. But there are some things that we're doing to continue to do and make better when it comes to the safety and protection of our children. Pastor Richard is going to share some of that with you.
That's right. Some of you guys may have noticed this. Some of you may not. If it's your first time here in the hallway, we have television over here and in our children's ministry building behind us. And that on that television, there's camera images of the classrooms, because one of the things that everybody thinks about that drops a child off at church is they want to make sure that their child is okay. Right. They want to make sure that their child's being taken care of and is in a secure environment. And so the camera allows you to see that. Also, we have a very safe and secure check-in system over in our Go Kids building, and that helps us to ensure that the child that you dropped off is the child that you get back.
That's a good thing.
That's a very good thing. And also, because our buildings are separated, we know sometimes that can cause a little bit of problems and just the feeling of safety if you're in this building. So that's another reason why we go beyond and have a police officer in the building behind us. We do that to make sure that nothing happens to our children.
Tremendous.
Over at the other building.
You know, on Sunday morning, we serve over 300 kids on a Sunday morning.
Wow.
That's a lot of kids. That's entire another church.
That's a multitude of children.
It is. But we are thankful for that. We are thankful that we have this many kids coming to Bethel that are a part of our Go Kids Children's Ministry. But to continue to enhance how well we serve you and how well we serve our children, we're going to make a slight adjustment. That adjustment is a good thing. This adjustment that we're making is a good thing because it continues to protect our babies the way that they need to be protected. You know, it's difficult for us, I'll be honest with you, to keep up with the volunteer-to-kid ratio here at Bethel because we have so many kids. This is why we need you into the game. And so what we're doing now, starting in the month of June, is we're going to cap the number of kids in a room based on the number of volunteers that we have for that room. And the reason why is because we don't want 30 kids with one adult leader. That's not good. That's chaos. That's not safety. And so we need you to step up. Now, that number of kids changes as the ages go up, but this is an opportunity for really for all of us here at the church to get involved in our children's ministry, because it is more. It's not even childcare. Really, it's ministry taking place.
That's right. It's really actually a great opportunity. You know, there are churches in this city that would pray to have a problem like this.
Very good.
There are churches praying that more children would come. And you know, we serve a God that actually answers that prayer here
exactly
at Bethel.
Right.
But what we want also is a partnership with parents. We want to partner with the church. You know, we've got a curriculum that we use here at Bethel Community Church for our Go Kids ministry called Orange. It's called an Orange curriculum. And basically what this does is it's not where you just drop kids off and expect the church to do all the ministry that your child needs, but it's really asking for a partnership between parents and the church, where we actually work together. And the opportunity is for us to take the responsibility of these children, which is the church's responsibility as a spiritual family. But who do you think the church is?
Me.
Who do you think the church is?
Me.
That's us. As the body of Christ, we come together to partner with the parents that bring their kids here and to partner with the local church so that we can help to properly disciple and minister to the children.
So what we're doing is we're continuing our volunteer fair in our Global Cafe, and we're encouraging you, get involved, because we want what we do here on a Sunday morning to carry into your home, and this is what the Orange Curriculum really is all about. This is exciting. This next season that we're coming to at church is very, very exciting because we're setting up our church to serve one day 400, 500, 600 kids. This That's is awesome. Where we're moving towards really as a church here at Bethel. Guys, if you want to stand to your feet, we want to thank you guys for being here today. Listen, if you have a teenage girl, really from middle school to high school, we really want to encourage you to get involved in our conference coming up called Secure. It's for teen girls. You can sign up today right in front of the Connection Point table. Two of my daughters are going there. I'd really encourage you as a parent to get your girls there. They're going to be learning all about who they are in Christ. They struggle with insecurity. We're going to begin to teach them that they can be secure because Jesus can live on the inside of them and give them a new identity. And also for all the ladies here, Tuesday night at First Baptist Church, 6:30 p.m. is B1. B1 is multiple churches coming together, women only, really to honor and glorify Jesus. Listen, if our prayer team can come on down front, guys, we believe in the power of prayer here at Bethel. If there's anything you need, please come down and let us pray for it. God bless you guys. You're dismissed. Have a great week. We want to see you Friday night. 7 p.m. for our Festival of Nations. You guys are dismissed.